KFYO 739 with Tom and Laura. Joining us, Jennifer Gorman. You know, I was kind of joking around. It was like Jennifer Gorman in the studio with the vegetable bowl. She did it. It's kind of like, you know, Professor Plum in a library with a candlestick.
Right.
Man, you brought this bowl that you brought this stuff in is ice cold. Keeps these veggies
Sorry,
nice.
It's been in the fridge.
No, it's nice. It keeps it cold. I like that.
So, funny story, prepping this last night, I was getting all these veggies and almonds together, and my husband was like, this seems like a weird combination that you're going to take to people that do a morning show. You should take them breakfast. And I was like, well, I'm trying to stick to, you know, foods that are good for men's health. So, you know, omega-3s that are in the almonds, vitamin C, fiber that's, you know, in the peppers, and the lycopene. And he goes, oh, well, here, don't forget the ketchup. And I was like, whoa, I'm not taking them ketchup. And he was like, it's a great source of lycopene. It's like, oh, man, you're married to a dietitian. No more than where to get nutrients than ketchup, please.
He's learning.
He is. At least he pays attention, I guess, to the
label.
That's
right.
So.
Yes.
No, I would actually, I'd actually much rather have this stuff than oatmeal. Okay, so tell us exactly what we got here. We got like red and yellow cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so red and yellow cherry tomatoes. Tomatoes are a great source of vitamin C and lycopene.
A fruit.
Yeah.
Not a vegetable.
Yep.
I'm still sticking to that.
You can
veggies.
Use them as a veggie. I mean, it works the same as how they're grown and how they're brought up that makes them a fruit.
You never find tomatoes in fruit salad, even though it technically is a fruit, but I get it.
Tastes pretty funny. And then, of course, our sweet peppers.
What's the difference between the yellow and the red tomato?
One's yellow, one's red.
Yeah, just color.
Just the color.
Sometimes there's different nutrients found in different color fruits and veggies.
Uh-huh.
But
not so
nothing.
Much with the tomatoes.
No.
Okay.
I mean, there might be a little bit more of certain like vitamin C maybe.
Well, like the other stuff, like in the bell peppers and stuff. Like green peppers are good for you, but the darker the color, the more vitamins and stuff you get in there.
Phytochemicals, antioxidants, definitely. So the goal is that you get in the variety of colors because they all have a little bit different amounts of those.
And there's
stuff.
So many different colored peppers.
Yes.
Green, red,
there's thousands
orange,
of different types
yellow.
Of peppers. Yes. Different
and
heat
they're
levels.
All good for you.
Yes.
Different what?
Heat levels.
Heat
too.
Levels, right.
Now,
exactly.
There's some of these things that they're like orange and red peppers and they're shaped like jalapenos, but they're not hot.
They're not hot. Yeah, they're sweet. They're like bell peppers, really, but they're a lot sweeter. So they're small, mini bell peppers, basically, but they're sweet. So
the dwarf
and what
variety.
Is the what's the nutritional value of peppers, bell peppers?
Well, calorie wise, I mean they're incredibly low in calories. I couldn't even tell you how many calories are in those. It wouldn't be worth counting. So like 10, 20.
That's the whole reason why you eat them, though.
Yeah,
because it's good for you.
Lots of fiber, though, lots of water, which people tend to forget about when you eat vegetables and fruit. But and then the vitamin C content, the potassium, and the lycopene. So and lycopene is, you know, a great antioxidant. So really are encouraging people to get more antioxidants. You get a lot of those from fruits and vegetables. So peppers are a great source. They're jam-packed full of antioxidants and vitamin C.
We're talking men's health, Jennifer Gorman, United Family of Stores. We'll be back in just a minute, 7:42. Lubbock's First News. Tom and Laura, we're talking with Jennifer Gorman. She's a registered dietitian, United Family of Stores, and brought us some healthy snacks. We're talking about men's health.
Because this is Men's Health Month.
It is Men's Health Month.
Yeah, Laura, you had some comments about.
Yeah, we were talking about how beneficial peppers are to anyone's diet, not just men, but women as well. What about the little salad peppers? You know, like at Olive Garden or other salad places, you have those little green peppers.
What are they called?
Peppers.
Those
well, I guess they're
kind of hot.
They can be a little bit spicier. Yeah, not banana peppers, but they're now I can't.
Well,
think
maybe
of it
that
now
is
that
what they
me.
Are.
Well, banana peppers are one of them, but they're not really too spicy. But I know
these are the shriveled. They're kind of shriveled up, kind of gnarly looking.
All peppers are a great source of vitamin C. And then if you're eating it raw like this without really cooking it down, then you're getting a good amount of fiber as well. So great sources of vitamin C and fiber. And, you know, sometimes the hotter they are, the more vitamin C content.
Okay, so I know what guys are thinking when they're talking about the peppers. They're sitting there, okay, you can take those jalapenos and you can stuff them with cheddar or and wrap bacon around them.
Yes.
Well, you could.
Throw them on the grill.
Okay, so that's fine. I think that's not too bad. You can do the healthier. So you can ask the dietitian how she makes her jalapeno poppers.
How do you make those?
We love jalapenos, and my husband loves to stuff them and wrap them with bacon. So best way to do that is to get like a lower fat cream cheese. I like the Weight Watchers cream cheese.
Oh, don't tell me turkey bacon.
I'm not going to tell you turkey bacon because I would rather have regular bacon any day. What I will tell you is center cut bacon. So center cut actually has more protein content than some of the other cuts of bacon that are just going to be more fat.
So I'm sorry. I'm not a bacon snob. I'm not real picky when it comes to bacon.
As long as it's not turkey bacon.
Right. Turkey bacon's got a certain funk about it.
Has a different flavor for sure.
Yeah. Center cut bacon. What? I've never really paid that much attention.
I haven't either.
So when you're in the store next time and you're shopping for your bacon, look for center cut. You'll find it. I mean, just like you think center cut, pork chop, whatever. I mean, it's going to be more meaty. There's going to be more meat or more protein content to it than there is fat. It still has great flavor. The sodium content's not any different. So a lot of times people are like, whoa. Is that low sodium stuff?
Yeah.
It's not, and it's not turkey bacon. It tastes great, but there's more protein content, a little less fat content.
Okay.
Tastes great, less filling.
Now, you were also talking about tomatoes and how tomatoes are very beneficial. And I think it was off mic. We were talking about the heirloom tomatoes.
Heirloom
Tell
tomatoes.
Us about those.
Heirloom tomatoes are delicious. They're incredibly sweet flavored, but I always encourage people to try them because when you first look at them, sometimes they can maybe not look as appealing to the eye. Our heirloom tomatoes come in, you know, you get yellow and red, and there's even some orange in there, but they have kind of some brown spots sometimes on them. And I'll have guests go, "Oh, are these bad?" No. They're made that way. They're incredibly tasty. So I always tell people those are like the best snacking tomatoes. If you're just going to chomp on them raw, you know, those are the best tomatoes. When you cook tomatoes down, you sometimes cook out a little bit of the flavor, and I would hate to waste those on cooking. So,
yeah.
So when you serve those to your guests, you need to put like a little table tin out there that explains the
heirloom tomato? Brown spots are not bad. No, yeah. I bet it would be okay. There's really not that many on them. It's just, it blows my mind how people are like, "Whoa, this has a spot on it." So,
yeah.
Okay, now.
I have to try those.
Let's move over to, you know, just another subject we were talking about, you know, spotted up fruit and everything. I don't remember where this came up, but somebody told me that, like, if you're getting a cantaloupe or a melon or a watermelon or something like that, if you get one that's got, like, the battle scars on it, that it makes it that a lot of those are a little bit sweeter because the sugars rush in there to heal it. Is that right? Is that right? Or is that myth or fact?
Man, you would have to ask our produce guys. We go on produce tours out at our warehouse. We do them probably once a month, and I learn something new every time I go out there. They literally walk us down the aisles at the warehouse, and they're like, "Okay, we got cantaloupe in, and we've got, you know, grapes from California or whatever," and they tell us about them. And I want to say that they touched on that, and I sadly cannot remember exactly what they said. But
I think it is.
I want to say that they talked about. So I'll have to find that out for you and let you know. But when you're in our stores, if you're ever curious about which melon tastes good, always just ask for a taste. Our produce department does a great job. Or if you want to try the peppers or the heirloom tomatoes when you're there, just ask one of them, "Can I taste this before, you know, I buy it?" And they'll let you taste it. And if you like it, great. Put it in your basket. If you don't, no worries.
All right.
Don't put it back on the shelf after you taste
it.
Hey, Jennifer, thanks for being with us today. Jennifer Gorman is registered dietitian with the United Family of Stores.
Go out and get some Cajun almonds.
Cajun almonds. I brought them Cajun almonds this morning. They're tasty, chock full of omega-3 fatty acids, great for men's health. And then the peppers, great for men's health as well. So vitamin C and lycopene.
And cherry tomatoes.
Yes.
Good stuff. Thanks for bringing that in. Right now, it's 7:52. Good morning. See you later. Jennifer Gorman, United Supermarkets, United Family of Stores, still kind of hanging out with us. We're talking about stuff. Actually, if you want to hang out with us, you can. We're sitting there talking about, while we're talking. Okay.
Well, like cantaloupes. That's big right now. It's the season for cantaloupes. Yes. So we're talking about, you know, do you wash your cantaloupe and then put it in the fridge?
Well, so I definitely would recommend washing it on the outside before you cut through it. I actually was at a conference in Chicago, and the cantaloupe board was there. And so they had a whole sheet on safety. So I would definitely recommend washing it. They agreed with that. They recommend washing it as well. But I would not put it in the fridge until after you take the rind off and cut it up.
And why is that?
Just that rind absorbs some moisture. And so, you know, if you wash it, it's going to absorb that moisture. and then you put it in the refrigerator without cutting into it, it's just going to, that moisture's just going to stay there, and it's just going to.
So in other words, whatever smell you get floating around in your fridge, it's going to
totally could absorb.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I would definitely recommend washing it, cut it up, and put it in a container, a plastic sealed container, and then put it in the fridge.
Another thing we talked about were berries, because a lot of times you take your berries home, and it's like the next day they're already like rotten.
Right.
I knew this. I actually brought this up. You don't wash your berries until right before you eat them.
Which is so impressive that you knew that. I have a lot of guests that say that, you know, I get home, I wash my blueberries, and I put them in the refrigerator, and the next day they're bad. I'm like, okay, back up to where you said you washed them. Yeah, berries you don't want to wash until right before you eat them, and the only, you know, the only amount that you're actually going to eat, just wash that amount.
Okay, now, you know, a lot of people have, you know, the vegetable sprayer on their sinks and stuff like that, you know. You don't want to wash your berries with that either, because it pummels the berries. It makes them it makes them soggy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You just want to gently wash them.
They are very, you got to be gentle with them. They're very sensitive, very tender.
No, I'm serious, because if you do that, like with strawberries, I mean, it'll make the surface real soggy. So you don't want to do that. You had some other tips
very,
for us, too.
Very tender, yeah. I think
tomatoes. Yeah, yes. I mean, who knew that you're not supposed to put your tomatoes in the refrigerator?
I did not know that.
Now, why is that? Because I like a cold tomato.
Right.
So you're saying you want to refrigerate the tomato right before you cut it?
I wouldn't. I mean, this is solely what our produce guys told us, but you put it in the refrigerator, you're basically killing it. And so what happens is that good sweet flavor turns kind of watery flavored. And so you pull that tomato out, and it really doesn't have any flavor. So you put it in, and it could be super sweet and fantastic, full of flavor. You pull it out a day later, and it could taste like water. So don't ruin your tomatoes.
Well, it probably kills the starch in it too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, like my grandma used to cut these big, just these huge tomatoes. And, man, they were so starchy that, like, if you had a hangnail on your finger, ouch. My grandma would get out there with a BB gun on the porch, and those cats get around the tomatoes and stuff. She'd shoot from the hip. It's awesome. Hey, Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
It's 7:59. I hope you're having a great day. We're going to be back with some more fun. Got the sandwich of the day from the Glazed Honey Ham Company right here. What?